Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back. track was a tasty way to begin this new hour of our jazz set called Neon Jazz. That was Jamaican-born saxophonist and flautist Harold McNair with the 1968 song Mento. Harold spent the first decade of his musical career in the Bahamas, where he used the name Little G for recordings and live performances. Like many other West Indian jazz musicians of the 50s and 60s, Harold moved to Britain. Before arriving in London, he toured Europe with Quincy Jones and worked on film and TV scores in Paris. Once in London, he quickly gained a reputation as a solid player on the flute, alto and tenor sax, leading to a regular gig at Ronnie Scott's nightclub. And here we are in Radio Land spinning his tunes 40 years later. Welcome to a brand new episode of a show that we call Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the riot in the middle of America, or what they used to call in the jazz heyday, the Paris of the Plains, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. We are here to make your jazz dreams come true, featuring musicians like Miles Davis, Charlie Mingus, Thelonious Monk, and much, much more. This next act on the show is a contemporary one and never fails to push the proverbial jazz envelope. Here's the Minneapolis band The Bad Plus with the tune Stop off their 2011 album Never Stop. Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I'm Joe Domino.
That was composer and arranger who wrote a wide variety of music for the screen, stage, and broadcast. Mr. Russell Garcia with his orchestra doing the 1958 song Good Humor off the album Los Angeles River. And it is a good one. The Oakland native was a longtime resident of New Zealand. He was self-taught, and his break came when he substituted for an ill colleague on a radio show. Subsequently, he went on to become a composer and arranger at NBC Studios, MGM, and Universal Studios. Over the years, he collaborated with many musical and Hollywood stars, the likes of Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, Anita O'Day, Walt Disney, Orson Welles, Ronnie Reagan, Judy Garland, and many, many more. He made arrangements and conducted orchestras as needed. Talk about a cat that has stories. Russell is that guy. Oh, man. Here's a good one. This is the great jazz pianist Horace Silver with the 1955 tune, Hippie.
Thank you. This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the great trombone player and composer Julian Priester with his sextet with the 1960 song Spiritsville. Julian has played with many artists, including Sun Ra, Max Roach, Duke Ellington, Coltrane, and Herbie Hancock. The Chicago native spent his teen years playing with blues and R&B artists such as Muddy Waters, Dinah Washington, and Bo Diddley, and had the opportunity to jam with jazz players like Max Roach and trumpeter Clifford Brown. Most of his career was spent touring and recording with artists of greater renown than himself. Thus, Priester did not get the attention he deserved, the reverberating echo in the jazz world, that is. Here's one of the finest female voices ever in the world of jazz, and that's saying something. This is Dinah Washington with the 1956 song, Bargain Day.
It's bargain day. Wanna buy a heart? Ooh, it's bargain day. Mine is torn apart. I'll sell it cheap, or maybe I can trade it in for a happier model. It's bargain day. Here's a pair of arms, it's bargain day. Gone are all their charms. They need somebody bad to put themselves around. Tell me, where can they be found? Here we have a pair of eyes, a little dry of tears, a little bleak. And here we have a pair of lips. You'll have to bend your ear, 'cause the words are weak. Ooh, it's bargain day. You can name your price. Bargain day, think about it twice. For you might take these items torn with pain and strife. Mm-hmm. And maybe someday you'll bring them back to life. Say, here we have a pair of eyes, a little dry of tears, a little bleak. We also have a pair of lips. You'll have to hold your ear close, 'cause the words are weak. Say, it's bargain day. You can name your price. It's bargain day. You'd better think about it twice. For you might take these items torn with pain and strife.
Everybody, this is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? To keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I it may stop? I've got my love to keep me warm. heart's on fire, the flame grows higher. I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm?
That was the late, great Miss Billie Holiday with the 1955 song, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, off her album Stay With Me. At the age of 18, Holiday was discovered by producer John Hammond while performing in a Harlem jazz club. Hammond was instrumental in getting Holiday recording work with an up-and-coming clarinetist and bandleader known as Benny Goodman. After a stellar career, she was considered one of the best jazz vocalists of all time, and her influence is evident on many other performers who have followed in her footsteps. Her autobiography was made into a 1972 film, Lady Sings the Blues, with famed singer Diana Ross playing the part of Holiday, which helped renew the interest in Holiday's recordings. In the year 2000, Billie Holiday was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Diana Ross took the honors of handling that award for her. This next tune comes from one of the best cats in the Kansas City market these days. This is talented trumpeter Herman Mahari doing a solo on Benny Golson's Stablemates live at the Blue Room circa February 2011.
Neon Jet.
Thank you.
That was trumpeter, composer, and producer Christian Scott with the 2012 track The Red Rooster. He was the 2010 Edison Award winner for the Best International Jazz Artist and a Grammy Award-nominated artist that has been called the architect of a new commercially viable fusion and jazz's young style god. Christian is the nephew of jazz alto saxophonist Donald Harrison, and since 2006, Scott has released 4 studio albums and 1 live recording. He is well noted for his use of an unvoiced tone, which he calls the whisper technique. And that is one loud proclamation from a promising jazz voice. How about an innovator on the Skins next on Neon Jazz? Here's drummer Joe Morello with the 1969 song, I Don't Know.
Jazz.
That was Israeli native Omer Avital with his group with the song Ballad. From an early age, he was surrounded by diverse musical and cultural landscapes of his native land. He has been hailed by the LA Times as a pioneer in combining jazz with a myriad of world music elements, and on the other side of the coast by the New York Times as a musician producing one of the most original sounds heard in New York. Those are some mighty compliments from both sides of the ocean. This is indeed a force in the world of jazz that you're going to hear a lot more of as time marches on. Here's a cool little 1953 number called Albuquerque Social Swim with bebop pianist Richard Twardzik and composer Russ Freeman.
Thank you.
is Wichita, Kansas native and one of jazz's best pianists of all time, Mr. Stan Kenton, with the 1957 song, The Big Chase. Drawing the curtains down on this big hour of neon jazz goodness is jazz trumpeter Clifford Brown with his ensemble on the 1954 song, Da Howd. Thanks again for tuning in to a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the coolest cat in the jazz lounge, Mr. John Christopher. Oh, yeah. Talk to us about our show. We'd love to hear a little bit of feedback. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Yo. Is that good? Okay.
Yes, sir. I think so.
All right.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay.
That was good. Makeup!
Get some powder on that kid.
Yeah. When they show up with a mitt the size of a couch pillow covered in baking soda, you know you're in trouble.
Bam. Pie in the face.
All right. Thank you, Andre. Let's get busy.
Let's get busy here.
Neon Jazz.